It's brought to you by Geico, where you got a choice of ways that you can save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online at geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Let's get it.
Number five.
So we get to go out west right now. We can talk about the Arizona Cardinals, who have been in the news recently because of their starting quarterback, Kyler Murray, who in his clause that he signed, let me just put that out there, that he would do 4 hours of independent study each week or else we would talk about some money changes. He agreed. He signed. And now, because of all the hoopla in the media space, he has decided to give a little speech, a little presser. He was like, I'm going to be right here front and center. He found it disrespectful. More than that, he found that all the attention was unnecessary, and now the Arizona Cardinals have rescinded said independent study part. So
it's too late.
Change order.
But I was going to say, cool, you took the clause out. Well, we still haven't gotten to the parts of you explaining why you felt the need to put that clause in the first place.
Right.
So, and the other part, everybody looks bad in the situation, right?
1,000%.
Kyler Murray looks bad in the situation. His agent looks bad in the situation. The Cardinals look bad in the situation. So let's go by this one by one. Why does Kyler Murray look bad in the situation? Well, he came out and gave a press conference yesterday.
Yep.
And he had this to say about people questioning his work ethic based on this independent study clause that was put into his contract.
To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have that passion and not take this serious is almost, it's disrespectful, and it's almost a joke, you know. It's, to me, it's I'm flattered. You know, I'm honestly flattered that y'all think that
y'all,
at my size, I can go out there and
stop,
not prepare
Dennis,
for the
stop,
game.
Stop the cut. Y'all
talk to the wrong ones.
Why are you talking to us?
Talk to the wrong ones.
We're actually questioning why the Cardinals would even give that amount of money to somebody they didn't feel worked hard enough to be a franchise quarterback.
One.
So that's issue number one. So Kyler looks bad here because he's making it seem like we're the ones who are questioning his work ethic. No such thing.
Yeah, 1B, he looks bad because he signed it anyway.
That's true too. His agent looks bad because he agreed to it, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you're probably wondering, well, what about other contracts? Universally, across the league, agents and former players all said they've never seen anything like this. So the agent signed this in a way that makes you go, dude, are you working for your client that you would include this?
And then the Cardinals looking bad.
The Cardinals, to me, look worse, Candace, because the damage is already done.
Can't go back. One thing my mom taught me, you can't unring the bell. So when you bring anything up in trial, you can't just be like, oh, yeah, he murdered him for real. And like, be like, oh, actually, I was just playing. So that's just not how it works. Throughout the entire season, every time that the Cardinals falter and it's from an offensive situation, everyone's going to be like, well, did he study?
Mm-hmm.
Did he you know, do his homework this week? Oh, he didn't. Like, maybe we should have all these. Puts more pressure on your quarterback that they already don't need. Why are we not talking about Cliff Kingsbury? I can't ever say his name right.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Like, I feel like he is not catching any of these targets.
No.
When we look at his winning percentage towards the back half of the season, it speaks for itself. And so to me, I don't understand why he's not catching any of this. Where's his clause to say, hey, if I don't coach him up around November, December, maybe I need to get a reduction in my paycheck. Just saying.
Kyler Murray went on to list the reasons why you shouldn't question him. And okay, go on.
Run it.
And I don't do this often. I don't talk about myself, but today I feel like I have to. And so I'm going to list the accolades. You know, to go 43-0 in high school in Texas. Some are going to say, oh, it's high school. That's cool. But nobody else has done it. Go to college, win the Heisman, get drafted number one overall to the NFL, get drafted number nine overall to MLB. Again, no one's ever done it. There's multiple different ways to watch film. And, you know, of course, we all watch film. Let's not that doesn't need to be questioned. But it's, again, I refuse to let my work ethic, my preparation be.
Is he done with the accolades? You know,
he should have written a more articulate, like, all the ums make me feel like you're nervous. Just a written statement. Give me a written statement that you're like, why are we even here, guys?
Yeah.
Or come out with a one sentence and say, guys, why are we even here? Why are we even having this discussion right now? Because I don't need to. Anytime you have to run somebody your resume, they've already lost respect for you.
No, I'm with you on that.
Because I think it was a whole unnecessary thing to run the resume.
I, trust me, I I agree with you.
Because you should respect my position anyway, but that let me know from an organization standpoint you don't respect his position.
Usually when people have to list off all the things that they've done, that is coming from a position where you feel...
It's giving insecurity.
A lot of insecurity.
Yeah.
But again...
But he's a short man, so it's not... I'm not surprised. But he's also saying, I'm a short man. I've been doing a lot.
How tall is Kyler Murray?
5'9" at best.
I wouldn't give him the half. Hold on a second.
5'9" at best. He probably was 5'11" on the chart.
Let me look at his height here. Let me go to the Googles. He's technically, according to Google, he's 5'10". He's my height.
So, like I said, 5'9".
Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm bringing this up is I was pretty sure he was my height. Are you calling me short man syndrome over here?
I don't think you have short man syndrome because you're not giving insecurity. But are you about to run me your resume? How long have you been in the industry? What are you doing? You want to ask me a question? You want to run it back? And give me some feedback when we're all said and done? Let me know.
Candace knows me so well. You know, before I was like, hey, you want to co-host the show with me? You know, I gave her a quiz.
Yeah.
To test her sports knowledge.
Figured as much.
Of course.
Because that's required for women in this
game. Oh, you like sports, huh, Candace? Well, can you name for me all the Panthers starting quarterbacks?
Run me the roster. And that would take me a long time.
There's so many of them. All right, next up.
Number four.
Now, Candace swam at North Carolina. Speaking of resumes, I do think this is important that you point this out as it relates to your swimming resume for context purposes.
Okay. I was the first African-American female to swim at the University of North Carolina.
What do you think your Madden NFL swimming rating would be?
You know, I've been thinking about this hard, and I was going to go like an A-, but now I'm just feeling like it's giving Beyonce today, so I'm going to give a 97.
Go a 97 on your swim skills. All right, cool. So if like Madden, if EA Sports made, you know, collegiate swimming 23, then you would be a 97. Cool, got it.
1,000%.
Does Swim do the breakdown?
Oh boy.
Don't, you know what? Really upset at y'all.
Why?
Y'all were giving him so much grief.
Why?
It's because of Swim. It was like a resume conversation. You're like, Swim.
Well, it was. Don't you think it was kind of odd that conference realignment news was coming from a swimming website?
Why? He got to hustle just like the rest of us.
I understand that, but typically you're not seeing news coming from a swimming website.
But,
or a lead that says SEC swimming is about to be stacked.
Listen, local experts are the best. We all know
I agree with you on that.
So maybe he had an inside tip.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Olympic sports get hated on, but they usually know the most stuff.
I do think we figured out where that tip came from, and he's a former NC State swimming coach who's now at Virginia, but that's another story altogether.
Oh.
So if you felt that the Madden swimming rating for you was not correct, would you call a hotline to be like, excuse me?
100%. Well, run it.
Apparently Madden 23 has unveiled that. Madden takes their ratings very, very seriously to the point where they actually have people who are Madden rating adjusters. They'll show up to preseason games, and that way, and they'll go periodically throughout the season to adjust online the Madden rating. But now they've opened up a hotline for, I guess, players or fans of players who feel that the Madden ratings are not justified for said player. So let's call it and see what happens, because I have an issue with the Madden rating. Not that I feel that somebody's too low. I feel that somebody's too high. That somebody is Tom Brady, who's clocking in at 96 on a Madden rating. I'm not saying that this has nothing to do with his Hall of Fame career. This has nothing to do with whether or not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl contenders. It has everything to do with it. His age, you're telling me, he's a 96?
Maybe that he needs a 96 because he's still doing it at this age. Think about it like that.
All right. Let's call the number. See what happens. Hopefully I get to talk to somebody.
Hey, it's Ocho. You reached the Madden ratings at just the hotline. Leave a detailed message telling us who you think should have a higher rating and why. But you better bring us some facts we haven't already considered. Otherwise, don't even bother.
Okay. Do you think I'm not going to leave a message. That's beneath me. I want to talk to a human.
It's beneath you to leave a message?
I'll text you.
I've found at my age that I'm very much okay with whoever I need to talk to, even if it's voicemail, I'm letting y'all know how
really?
I feel. Like, I've been getting to that age where you have to feel my, you know, disdain for how my experience was.
If you were to ever call my cell phone and it goes to voicemail, and chances are it will go to voicemail, it says, text me. I'm more likely to respond.
But now I'm going to leave you a voicemail just because of that.
Or if you're my brother, you'll tweet at me because he's convinced that I'm more likely to respond to a tweet than I am a text from him.
At me, dog.
Apparently. Next up.
Number three.
All right, so we all know that it is the Great Friday, and July 29th, Beyonce decided to grace us with her presence and release a three-part project. Part one is out, Renaissance, and as someone who is very eclectic with her music taste, I'm all for Beyonce. I don't know if I would give myself Stan energy where it's like...
You're not part of the Beehive?
No, I'm not part of the Beehive, but Beehive, what is that?
It's Beyonce. No.
Beehive.
Okay, fine.
See, that almost gave me like I was actually part of the Beehive the way I just corrected you.
You did.
Either way,
don't come at me on Twitter, please.
For everyone who listens to albums these days, I think Renaissance is an instant classic, no skips.
I'm with you on that. So
vibes.
I getting the sense that it was a club record.
Yes.
I went, okay, cool, because that's what I'm in the mood for right now.
Are you a club guy? Like back in the day. Did you like the club?
No.
Really?
I was very much Fat Joe lean back. I was up on the wall.
You're from Miami. I feel like a little groove. You know what I'm saying?
See, now we're getting into stereotypes, Candace.
How?
And I don't appreciate that.
In
are
Miami,
you saying are you saying that all Cuban guys can dance? I'm here to tell you no, they can't.
So you're saying you got two left feet?
Yeah, I'm terrible.
Really?
I need a lot of alcohol to get going.
So you can't like sway your hips, nothing. Just stiff as a board.
I get self-conscious.
Why?
I don't know.
You won't break my soul. That's what you need
to be. It's a very good point. No, but I knew it was a club record that was coming out today, so yeah. I was like, all right, cool. I was really looking forward to it. And when I say it's a club record, it is a club record
yeah,
with
100%.
Tracks going into other tracks.
Transitions are flawless.
Oh, there was like one sequence, Break My Soul is the song that came out first. It's been one of the songs of the summer. You'll hear it on the radio nonstop. Yeah, I love the song. Big Frida's on it. I love it. But it goes, like, there's a sequence that goes, Cuff It to Energy to Break My Soul. And I was like, yes. Oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, you're like, all right, I'm into this. And, like, next thing you know, you get lost in the music. That's when you know it's good, when you're kind of, like, lost in what's going on.
So as you're prepping for ACC season, I'm thinking you need to have an outfit for Break My Soul or for Renaissance and for just gearing for ACC. So, you're all about the content. You're hashtag content.
Do you want me to get on?
Can we have a club 99?
Do you want me to recreate the Renaissance cover?
Please.
I mean, my man boobs are not as good as Beyonce's, but I can put a sparkly top on my nipples.
She has multiple opportunities. Like, there's different
clip that,
shoots.
Dennis.
She has different shoots.
Uh-huh.
Different still
photography. I'm talking about the cover.
Okay, just the cover?
I'm talking about the cover where she's on a glass horse.
You should do that.
You think I should do that?
Yeah, because we want hair inclusivity, because she was, like, bald. So maybe you should, you know, throw the hair. Everything in there.
Should I put 99.9 The Fan stickers on my nipples?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Nobody's going to go. I don't think anybody's going to zoom that close. So maybe you should put it on the horse.
I'll go to Pullen Park. Actually, I'll probably get arrested. I'll go to Pullen Park, get on the carousel.
For those of you who don't know, Beyonce's album, she is sitting on a horse because she is from Texas.
Topless.
Shout out to Houston. Topless. She has, well, it's sparkly.
Well, she's got
sparkly
covering the important parts, yes.
Yeah. And I think Joe should recreate. I honestly just thought it should be a, you know, club scene.
No, let's go all in.
Okay. I thought it was going to give like 80s vibes since we're talking about 80s so much today. Maybe just an 80s club where we could teach you some dance moves.
All right.
I like that.
Next up. But I can put a sparkly top on my nipples.
Number two.
Hell of a transition where we get to talk about an NC Courage player. Jalene Daniels, who declined to play for the U.S. national team because it was wearing an LGBTQ pride jersey. She's not going to play in tonight's Courage Pride Night game because of the pride jerseys that they were going to wear. So she's out. Now, look, the Courage have already apologized to fans when they brought her back after she had retired. She had, I think she had a baby. She comes back. And people were like, no, like she doesn't stand for what this team stands for or what the USWL stands for. So why are you bringing her? Like, they let it be known. We don't like this.
Yeah.
And the Courage actually apologized for doing so.
Yeah.
Straight up apologized for doing so. So now she's not on the roster for tonight's Pride Night over at Wake Med Soccer Park because of her beliefs and her stance on LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
And this, of course, will be a hot button issue. And here's where I'm at with this. You got to know your audience.
Yeah.
You got to know your demographic. And the Courage seem to understand that. And on a night like tonight, they're just going to be like, you know what? Don't even bother.
1,000%.
Don't even bother. Good for them if that's how they want to handle it. rather than forcing an issue that ends up becoming a PR nightmare on the field. But here's where I am not going to take this conversation. And okay. I know when this becomes more national over the weekend, and eventually I'm sure it'll come up next week. In no way, shape, or form, in my opinion, is Daniels being blackballed, unable to perform. This is a one-off thing. Here's, you want to be a part of the team, you got to wear this uniform. Well, I don't want to wear the uniform. I don't want to be a part of it. Well, then you're not going to be a part of the team tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, you'll be back on the team, just like with the U.S. Women's National Team.
Yeah.
This is not a Colin Kaepernick situation, okay?
Why would you ever compare?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
I'm heading this off at the pass
yeah.
because I know how it's going to be. It's like, well, how come, you know, if you were arguing for Colin Kaepernick to be able to play and do his thing, you know, and state his beliefs, why can't she do the same thing?
Did she state her beliefs? She said
she
why
has.
She wasn't going to play?
She has.
Okay.
Is she off the team?
No.
Is she be back next week?
She'll absolutely collect the next check.
There's not this big national referendum on whether or not she'll even get a workout for the next team? No?
No.
She was brought back by the Courage despite everything else going on. They had to apologize to fans by bringing her back because she still had a right to work.
And still brought her back.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm following? I got all this right? Check,
100%.
Check. Then it's not the same freaking thing.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of bad faith arguments that happen with this particular topic. Again, you got to know your demographic. You got to know who supports your teams. We saw this. It's not an apples to apples comparison, but we got a harsh lesson in this with the Carolina Hurricanes and Tony D'Angelo,
mm-hmm.
where there were a lot of Canes fans who felt betrayed by the marketing message from the Carolina Hurricanes by bringing in D'Angelo, who had been openly antagonistic about
mm-hmm.
pride.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't fault Canes fans for bringing it up.
Right.
And they had their right to say how they felt about it. But here's another factor that's a cold, hard reality about these particular things. You know why the Tony D'Angelo story went away? Because Tony D'Angelo was good, and the Carolina Hurricanes had a great regular season. Things got squirrely there at the end, but ultimately, he performed, and people got quiet.
Yeah, welcome to sports, ladies and gentlemen.
So, same with Daniels, in the same sense that, hey, we're willing to put up with this to a certain extent because you helped the team. Of course, the problem with the Courage is that they haven't been good.
Well, that and, like, you know, when you talk about soccer and the niche fan base, to me, in my opinion, it's hard if you're already losing the people that are very much loyal to you mm-hmm. by making these decisions. So tread lightly.
Next up.
The number one story of the day.
We're number one.
So Candace put me on this game last football season when she was filling in co-hosting here on the OG. And that was, listen to the cadence of Carolina Panthers head coach Matt Rhule, and you'll be able to tell if he's trying to finesse you.
Yeah.
So here is Matt Rhule, who is trying to get me to believe that the quarterback competition and who's getting reps and who's playing with the ones is any sort of indication as to who might be taking a lead on the other QB in that room. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Don't judge it, all right? We're just all working stuff out now, man. I don't have a decision. Or what he said earlier in the week, I don't decide who the QB1 will be.
Decides for itself.
I don't think that's how it works.
We've all applied for jobs before. We understand what some of the title parts are.
It's a good point. It's a very, very good point. So here's Matt Rhule, Panthers head coach, on QB reps going forward.
It's not the competition. It's just the plan, right? So it's not like we're nowhere near the point of like evaluating who's where. Like, you know, Baker's second practice ever with us. You know, I can't really evaluate that yet. So to me, it was just, hey, the first 2 days, let's get them off to a good start. And then we'll make some decisions, not about the competition, but about, hey, how do we want to divide the reps up? It's not an easy thing to divide the reps up, but, you know, we want to make sure we do that. So we're going to just kind of play it out. But I would expect to see things pretty much 50-50 for the, you know, immediate future. And then at some point, as I said, we'll get to make some decisions. But I think that's a long way off.
I feel like Matt Rhule actually was in a normal cadence there.
He was very much speaking the truth. He absolutely has no idea how this is going to pan out. He doesn't know what he's doing. And that's okay. Sometimes you got to know your truth. If you can say your truth clearly, I don't know what I'm doing. versus, yeah, guys, I think it's going to be great, and you know, you're going to pretty much speak for yourself, and you know, Darnold's good, and Baker's good, and you know, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have a great quarterback competition. We're gonna have Sam and Baker take reps, and then we're gonna check the tape every day, make sure guys are doing what they're supposed to do and doing everything they're supposed to be in the positions they're supposed to be. But at the end of the day, it's all up to the guys on the field getting things done.
That's a
spot on.
That's a pretty good Matt Rhule impression there, Dennis.
Thank you.
If you need a Halloween costume, I'm all about costumes right now. I'm very Renaissance right now.
Hickey Ekwonu, you know, NC State, you know, draft pick, you know, first round draft pick by the Carolina Panthers. He's going to be under center. You know, maybe he has an opinion as to who the quarterback is going to be and the reps. And
as
you know,
a rookie, he better hush his mouth, take his reps, and go about his way.
Here's what Ekwonu had to say when asked about, you know, where things will be.
I mean, they both got leadership qualities. I don't really know if like the differences between the two yet. You know, I'm still getting used to both of them, but you know, definitely just excited to have both those guys back there.
Where do you find yourself lining up the most, and where do you feel most comfortable?
I've been at left tackle pretty much all of camp, so I'm definitely comfortable there. You know, I played that in college, played that in high school as well, so I feel comfortable at left tackle. But I always said, you know, I can swing both sides. I feel like if, you know, a coach needs me to play somewhere or bump inside, I'll be willing to do it.
So there's Ekwonu trying to get a read on which quarterback might be the guy or whatever it is. Of course, like you said, Candace, he's a rookie. He's not going to really say anything in that particular case. Here's where I'm at with the week and how it's played out. Camp ultimately, this week of camp ultimately means nothing.
Yeah.
You just stay healthy, right?
I think that's camp.
That's just camp.
Yeah.
Stay healthy. Preseason. Stay healthy.
Right.
You know, how are they handling J.C. Horn? How are they handling Christian McCaffrey, who did not participate today? Don't do anything that's too taxing on these guys. Get out of camp absolutely worry-free. Hey, we already saw the big headline of the week with Tampa.
Yeah.
Right? And even with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers and what he's going to be dealing with Bakhtiari, right?
Yep. Like,
what's his status? So that's the goal of camp. Just come out of it healthy. I'm not going to get too caught up because we are in peak. Beat reporters at the scene tweeting out reps. And every quarterback who's been drafted has a nice ball, Candace. Every single one of them.
Great strong arm.
Every single wide receiver that was drafted really impressing with his footwork.
100%.
All right? It means nothing. The conditions are conducive to you looking good. All right.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to get too wrapped up in who's doing what with Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield. Ultimately, I think the right decision is going to be made, and that will be Baker Mayfield will be QB1. That's why you brought him here. And when you talk about these quarterbacks, healthy versus healthy, because we have to be mindful of where Baker Mayfield was last year and whether or not he really was supposed to be on the field or he was just toughing it out. Like I tried to do on Wednesday.
Still, I think you're doing that now, but you know, that's another story for another day.
Yeah, maybe I just needed some caffeine. We're good. So Baker Mayfield was hurt a good chunk of 2021, but when you go back to 2020, he was a productive QB who was better than Sam Darnold. We're supposed to believe he's healthy now. So?
Allegedly.
Everybody knows where I stand on this. Just start Baker Mayfield, for heaven's sake.
Why? Don't you like suspense? Don't you like a little drama?
No. I was forever burned by Larry Fedora at North Carolina, where he said straight up, I'm not going to tell you who the quarterback's going to be because it gives me pleasure. That's what Larry Fedora said.
And yeah,
it gives me pleasure.
Of course. Why wouldn't it?
Well, I don't want to think about Larry Fedora and what he's thinking about giving him pleasure.
Those abs. Wow.
I wish.
Reminiscing.
I wish.
You won't break my soul. Yeah.
I'll break my diet.
Yeah, always. Save the best for last there.
Got to.
Kind of like Beyonce. This could have been in the summer jam, but she said, you know what? I'm going to give y'all a fall festival. Okay.
So, why did she wait this long?
Maybe, you know, clearing. Clear stuff.
Was she trying to give Harry Styles his time?
Probably.
Was she given a solid to Lizzo?
You know what? Because of Harry Styles' outfits, it probably had to restock. So she was like, let me go ahead and make sure everybody got their tassels, got their sparkles, and they're ready to go for round two.
Because Harry Styles put out an album earlier this year that was going to set the tone for the summer. Got a couple jams on there. I like Harry Styles.
Do
good
you?
Stuff.
Okay.
I do. I like his stuff.
Do you wear boas to concerts?
I might.
I think you should.
I haven't considered it.
You should.
All right.
There's opportunity. All these marketing opportunities I'm giving you today.
There's a lot of them.
I hope we see one thing transpire for football season.
I will only agree to do the Beyonce cover if you do it with me.
If I get my own horse.
No, yeah, you'll get your own horse. We'll go to Pullen Park.
I don't really like animals, but I'll do it for you.
All right.
As long as I don't have the clown outfit. Like, I think that was the worst one for you.
No, that was a conversation I had with Josh Graham earlier today from WSJS. Josh, you know, Josh sometimes, bless him, he'll send you, as our friend Luke Takaka, the News and Observer, has pointed out from time to time as well, Josh will send a home run derby grooved pitch down the plate for you to just be like, all right, do you want me to hammer this?
1,000%.
Yes, you do. And that kind of came up today with his this insistence that Wake Forest isn't getting respect. And what I find hilarious in that Wake Forest isn't getting respect is that they're pointing to NC State getting some love this year as though there's this NC State media cabal that's just promoting them over the Wolfpack all the time. And it's like, no.
They missed the media day part where the opening question to Dave Doran was, hey, so I know the baseball team has sucked and the basketball team had got jacked and you guys didn't get a bowl game, but you feeling good about State?
Good. Well, that's the other thing. Like, nobody's out here talking about Wake Forest waiting for the impending doom to hit them like they do for State.
Exactly.
So, I don't...
Or saying State's going to stay or State's in their own way. There's
NC State stuff, everything else. Is there Wake Forest stuff?
No.
No, there's not, because NC State is usually getting the stuff from Wake Forest in football.
Facts.
So, and that's the other thing, too. What I find hilarious is when the ACC media polls come out, everybody gets all up in arms, and we hear the same thing. Well, what do they know? That Wake Forest will exceed expectations all the time. Well, then why do you care what they think?
Because, you know, it's like that brother or cousin who's around the area that you don't want to say it, but you kind of just want to make sure you can stand on two toes. You read your resume. You want to make sure you have that solid bullet point that gets them every time.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like how Wake Forest and NC State get each other.
I need the validation. No, you get the validation by going out there and you win. That's what it's all about.
That's kind of like how ECU. I had to get in a fight with Josh today about ECU versus NC State. How he is saying that ECU is going to beat NC State in the opener. Yeah.
I mean, can I see it happening? Sure.
Can you?
I mean, strange things happen. It's week one.
1,000%.
That's the thing about college football. There is no preseason in college football. So you're going out there cold. It's noon. Yeah, man, strange things can happen. So I'm not putting it past ECU to upset NC State. But as we talked about, this is not a Virginia Tech Lane Stadium, North Carolina game.
On a Friday night.
Nah, not the same thing. No. Not the same thing.
And also, NC State is not getting the same kind of North Carolina hype.
No.
That was given to the Tar Heels last season.
Yeah, the NC State hype has actually died down now that we're getting closer to the start of the football season. And I think NC State's, and it's going to sound, it's a very lukewarm opinion, but State's getting the kind of expectations that you should accept.
Yeah.
It's a top 25 team.
Easily.
They can compete for the Atlantic Division. And that's that. Nobody's talking about college football playoffs, sleeper, or any of that stuff, with the exception of Big Game Boomer. But I think the expectations for State are about where they should be.
Yeah.
I think the same thing with North Carolina as well, by the way. You're rolling your eyes.
Well, you know, you brought this up to me offline about how Mac Brown might be on the hot seat. I don't think it's a hot seat in terms of, like, firing because of...
No, actually, I was asked a question about Mac Brown and whether, like, what are the expectations at UNC? At what point does he start to get on a hot seat at UNC? And I said, he's never getting on a hot seat at UNC.
He's not, and that's unfortunate.
He's never going to do it because Mac Brown's also hitting the measurables and the things that they want.
Top flashing, brand, flashy.
The brand's out there. They're recruiting well.
Yep.
They assume that the talent will eventually win out.
More than that, the basketball team is doing well. So
well, there's that,
careless.
Too. That's Carolina grad Candace Cooper saying that, not me.